Today's an anniversary of a particular movie, and you wanted to talk a little bit about this because I guess this movie has a very heavy, weighted presence in your mind, in your life. It was done back in 2002, and here's one of the actors in that movie.
Read it and was really surprised by it because it was incredibly effective but also really unexpected. I had no idea that that was what American Psycho would be about. But I had a mistaken idea about what the book really was, because there are some extremely violent scenes in the book, and that tends always to be what is focused on. But then that neglects an awful lot, which is very intelligent and witty and this satirical comment on the 80s. It's not an analysis of a serial killer, it's an analysis of a yuppie and the 80s era.
Now it's Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah. And the book he's talking about is American Psycho. I think Bret Easton Ellis wrote that. And when he says 21 years ago today, it's crazy because I went to Beaches Cinema to see American Psycho, and maybe 25 minutes in, I got up, I walked out of the theater, I went to the box office, and I demanded my money back. I've done that.
Demanded your money back.
I've done both exactly once. I've walked out of a movie theater once, and I've asked for my money back once at a theater, and it was for American Psycho.
Same movie.
Same movie. And in retrospect, I'm trying to think, like, was I having a bad day? Did I just not get it? Because, I mean, I saw Mission to Mars in the theater. Look it up. It's brutal. And didn't leave. So maybe that's what it was. Because when I look back in the movie now, I mean, it's iconic, right? Hip to be square, Huey Lewis in the news, the white suit, business cards with the embossed, raised lettering. You know, he was an incredible character in that movie. But I'm curious if anybody's ever walked out of a movie. Well, has it been that bad that you just left?
I think you've got two big gangster moves that you're putting on here, some big shoots moves that you're putting on here. I think one is the walking out of the movie. That's one thing, okay? You don't like what you're seeing on the screen. Maybe you're having, as you say, a bad day. You're just not in the mood for what you see up on the screen for 25 minutes, you leave. That's on you. The second part is a bigger shoots kind of move. Going to the box office and asking for a refund, I'm sorry, man. That shouldn't even be allowed. That should not even be a thing. There should be no, and I know that the theaters, we haven't done this in a while, but let's just pretend we're there. That should not be, that you should not be able to go to a movie and get a refund. You don't like it, too bad. In today's world of IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes and 900,000 critics out there, you know what you're getting yourself into. Do your homework. Watch the trailer. If you don't like it when you're sitting down, you can leave. It's not a hostage taking. But at the same time, the money back? Nah. Sorry. Unless somebody's disturbing your viewing experience in the theater.
That's a different story. That was Shrek 2.
Shrek 2?
Yeah. When I told this story on the show before. I was at Shrek 2. And it was just me and my wife and my son and a friend of his. Pretty empty theater. Sunday afternoon. Was up at Morden, right? The Eglinton Town. And there was a guy up above me, about five rows, that was drunk. And he was yelling at the screen.
At Shrek 2?
At Shrek 2, at the matinee. So I shushed him a couple of times and nothing. And then a little bit later, he walks down the stairs. Stay with me on this. He walks down the stairs and he leans over to me because I'm on the aisle. He leans over, he gets right in my ear and he goes, "Shh." So my wife just looks at me horrified. She grabs my arm because she knows what's about to happen. I follow the guy to, you know, the spot in between where you walk out the door and then you walk out the door to the lobby.
Yeah.
I follow him out. I tap him on the shoulder. He turns around. I grab him by the neck and I hold him up against the door.
What?
And I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't catch that." And he just wasn't breathing very well. So I dropped him down. I flipped him around. I picked him up by the back of the neck. I walked him to the front of the theater to where the manager was and I held him up and I said, "Deal with this." And I dropped him. And then I went back and calmly sat down, finished my popcorn, watched the rest of Shrek 2, watched Smash Mouth off the back end. It was pretty good. And then I remember turning around a couple of times under the corner of my eye. I just remember seeing his date looking around the theater. And I'm thinking, he's not coming back.
Wow. You've never told me that story before.
Yeah, true story. I don't think I've
you've been the champ.
Honestly, I don't advocate that kind of thing, and I don't think I've ever done anything anywhere remotely close since. But yeah, I was pissed.
I thought you were just going to give him a good spanking with the Tribute magazine, but no, you went crazy.
Also, American Psycho, I've watched it since. It's a great movie. Yeah, I take it all back. I'm going to give back $15 to Cineplex.
Apparently we need a new film called Canadian Psycho, and it's going to star you. All right, that took a turn.
I was with my kid.
Sure you were. Whatever you say, pal.